Surprise. Hi there, adorable. You remember me?
I know you weren't expecting me. I waited until you were just climbing into bed. Don't get up. That's exactly where I need you to be right now. So, you're a front sleeper, I might have guessed. That's right. I was your personal trainer that day. What I'm doing here is helping you. I'm here for you. You need me. Someone who cares about you very much. Let me in. Yes, I know. You didn't come back to see me. You didn't schedule any more appointments with me. That's what a person that cares about you did this for you. They know how much you need it. They know how much you need me. That's right. This isn't the gym. And this isn't a workout session. But that's not what I mean when I say that you need me. You and I are meant to be together. Hold on there. I told you, don't try to get up out of bed. Be still. Go ahead, lie back down. That's it. That's a good boy. You lay down on your front, like you were, while I straddle you from behind. That's better. Just relax. I'm here for you now. That's right, good boy. Just be still while I caress your back with my hands. Doesn't this feel so nice? Up and down, back and forth, move your back. And what if I move up to your neck and shoulders? How's that? Is the pressure okay? There's still some tightness up there? Well then. What if I... And maybe... And once more for good measure. Does that help to loosen you up? Creepy? Oh no, darling. It's not creepy. How could it be creepy? A massage should make you feel completely relaxed and ready to drip off into sleep. So getting a massage on your own bed, right before you were going to sleep, is the perfect time and place for it. Yes, kisses are an important part of any massage. The gentle touch of my lips on your skin, especially right here on your neck, provide a pleasant tingling sensation that relieves stress and promotes relaxation. Doesn't this help to make you feel peaceful and calm? Aren't you maybe a little grateful that I'm here right now to do this to you while you prepare to sleep? Isn't this the perfect way to go to sleep? You're very relaxed right now, aren't you? And maybe a little shh. Don't you find me beautiful? You see, you are enjoying this. You can call this paradise a gift from heaven. You're happily ever after at the end of your own personal fairy tale. But not creepy. How could this be creepy? How could a beautiful girl in your bed, massaging your neck and back with her gentle yet firm hands and her sweet, tender lips, be anything but loving? How could this specific beautiful girl that adores you and think that you're her precious treasure, her most beloved of all, be creepy? Isn't this your dream come true? Aren't I your dream come true? You practically pleaded with me to do this. But you did ask me to do this, don't you remember? You told me about your life growing up, always wanting a beautiful girl like me to notice you and care for you. You told me all about how creative and clever you are, all of those projects you help with, and all of those other gadgets you built yourself. I thought they were all amazing. I love your brilliant mind. You told me about how you'd never worked out before, but you recently started trying to improve your body, so maybe some girl would notice you. You came to me because you wanted to make sure your technique was right. I had been working out for a while before that, and you had started to develop an odd pain right about here. Does that help? Do my kisses make it better? Let me stretch out on top of you. I can use the pressure and heat from my own body to help you with your pain. Whatever I can do to take care of you and make you whole, I'm willing to do, just like you want me to. No, you didn't use the exact words, "Please come to my house, pin me to my bed, and don't let me up while you kiss me and caress me all over." That would be correct. But what you did do is you told me that you were so shy and intimidated by beautiful women, and by me in particular, that you needed someone else to make the first move. Well, honey, I'm making it. A beautiful woman has noticed you and needed you. I've made the first move, the last move, and every move in between. And now you're mine. I've watched you for a while now. I've had my eye on you for some time. But until you used my services 3 days ago and told me about yourself, I hadn't realized that you were the one I had been longing for. But now, I know we were meant to be. You have to be mine. Shh. Now come on, honey. Don't waste your breath telling me that this isn't right, or that this isn't how it's done, or that stalking is illegal. We both know that this is exactly what you wanted from me. And besides, I only stalked you for 3 days before breaking in. That hardly qualifies as stalking, don't you think? You know those stories about women who stalk their love for 6 months? 2 years? 5 years? They create a little shrine in their home with hundreds of pictures of their love. They sneak into their love's room to watch them sleep, but never touch them, while stealing articles of their love's clothing to simulate being with their love. They never wake them to let their love know that they're watching over them. They set up cameras secretly so they can watch whoever their love is while they're sleeping. Idiots. All of them. Think about it. That's 5 years wasted. 5 years without the touch of their love. 5 years of wanting something they could just reach out and take. 5 years of empty arms when they don't have to be. Whereas I only wasted 3 days. Now, as I'm pressing my body to yours, kissing you gently on your neck, and whispering softly in your ear, aren't you happy that I didn't decide to simply monitor you for another 5 years? I didn't lie. I told you that someone who cares about you very much let me in. And I care about you more than anybody. I let myself in. I told you, after you hired me at the gym, I knew you were the one I had been looking for my entire life. Your sweet, adorable, beautiful face flushed with embarrassment knowing that such a pretty girl like me, the very personification of your heart's desire all of your life, was going to be the one working with you. You could have used any of our personal trainers, but you chose me. You know there's a connection. You know you belong to me, and I belong to you. And as I worked out with you, and you told me all about yourself, I knew that it was fate that brought you to me. We're both an answer to each other's prayers. I've been waiting for you all my life, and it was clear that you've been waiting for me. So why should I have wasted any more time? What right did I have to keep you from the happiness you've longed for? Now, turn over. That's right. I said turn over. I've enjoyed sending shivers down your spine as I've babied your neck and back. But I've been deprived of your glorious face for long enough already, with you lying in your chest like that. Now turn over, so I can play with your chest and stare into your lovely eyes. Besides, that way you can enjoy looking at me too. That's better. Here are your eyes. They're quite magical. I'm going to lay down on you to get closer to them. Now, where was I? Yes. Why waste any more time? I knew you found me. I knew you wanted me. You just lacked the courage to say it. So I took the step you weren't able to take. And now, you're mine. You're all mine and nobody else's. If I hadn't acted now, you wouldn't have continued to work out. Sooner or later, you would have drawn the attention of other women. Sooner or later, someone would have noticed you. Someone would have noticed just how spectacular you are. Sooner or later, someone would have realized that you're not taken yet and made their move. And I just couldn't allow that to happen. I loved you so much, I couldn't bear seeing you with anyone else. Why does it sound strange to hear me say I love you? You told me yourself that's what you desired, Moss. You wanted just one beautiful girl to tell you how much she loved you. How much she needed you. And now I'm here. If I were a genie, I'd ask you what your other two wishes were. Maybe I am acting like a yandere. What's wrong with that? They get what they want. And so do their, shall we say, victims. Do you feel like a victim right now? Oh yes, I consider that. I bought the ropes and chloroform. I even made a plan in case you were blinded to the truth that you belong to me. In fact, they're beside us on the bed right now. I'll use them when I feel like they're necessary. But I don't believe they're necessary, are they, darling? You like my attention. And you love my... Don't you? Yeah, maybe. Maybe I am a little unhinged. Maybe I am a little crazy. I thought about that possibility. But you know what? I don't care if I am. If I am, it's the kind that would never hurt you. Only seek to keep you. Is that crazy? Or is it my deep, passionate, loving desire for you? So, call me crazy all you want. I'm okay with it. As long as I'm yours and you're mine. And you have to admit that this feels wonderful. Are we fated by the universe to be together as a perfect match, each filling the empty space of the other? Or am I not quite in touch with reality? I just told you that it's a question that doesn't need to be answered for me. Either way, I get you, and I'm happy. Now be honest, baby. Do you really care? Doesn't this feel wonderful to you, too? Don't you want me to not just massage and kiss your body? To soothe your soul with my smiles and laughter that's reserved only for you? It's okay. That's something so mind-numbingly wonderful could possibly be happening to you right now. You were probably ready to drift off into sleep. Depressed that you were all alone. Away from my sensuous touch. You would dream of me smiling at you and telling you that I was all yours. And maybe some other slightly less innocent things. You would dream that I'd promise you I'd never be with anyone else. And you would promise me the same, wouldn't you? Of course you would. Who else could possibly love you as much as me? Who else could care for you like I do? Nobody. I love you. I love you so much that I was prepared to do anything for you. And I know you'll love me too. But I also know that you're having trouble believing that something this sublime, this utterly perfect, could happen to you. So yes, I was ready to show you how much I was ready to show you just how serious my proclamation of love is for you. The ropes, the chloroform, even a hidden room for you. All for you is prepared and ready. But I don't quite have the funds yet to keep you there forever. Just you and me for all time. Till death do us part. Not quite yet, anyway. So for now, it pains me to say this. But I'm going to have to trust that you really can believe that I'm all yours. That you're all mine. You're going to spend the night cuddled up in my warm embrace. And then I'm going back to work in the morning. As I move forward with my plans to keep us together forever. Yes, you'll go to work and continue working on all of those fascinating projects you told me about. They truly are amazing, darling. I'm very proud of you. And when I wake up in the morning, I'll be installing certain monitoring devices to always keep you close to me wherever you go. I know you're not gonna do anything crazy, like to contact the police or something silly like that. You're my gorgeous, brilliant, good little boy. And some hussy is going to notice you sooner or later. And we can't have that now, can we? My cameras will help you remember that I'm always with you wherever you are. I'll always be watching you. So don't try anything funny. Of course not. That's right. Why would you? Now just lie there quietly and rest more peacefully than you've ever rested before. I'll hold you and cradle you in my arms and whisper quietly in your ear as you sleep. Knowing that your greatest wish has finally been granted. Good night, my love. Your happily ever after has only just begun.